summer, that old sweet road. I'm singing, Heidi, 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 ho, ho. I've been down so long, bottom looked like earth. Once I thought that second sails was enough to fill my cup. Now I offered all I got, and that ain't no way to live, being taken by the ones who got the least amount to give. Heidi ho, heidi hi, I'm gonna get me a piece of the sky, gonna get me some of that old sweet road. I'm singing heidi, 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 heidi ho. Once I met the devil, he was mighty slick. Tempted me with worldly goods. He said, if you can have your pick. But when he laid that paper on me and he showed me where to sign, I said, thank you very kindly, but I need to get a meet of mine.
Let's head towards the unknown region with Chris B, where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
Hello, Les.
Hello.
I've got written down on the sheet here, BJH, and prior to that, BST. These are the new singles of the 28th of August, 1970, issue number 344. We've got 62 singles to pick and choose from. We began with Blood, Sweat and Tears and Heidi Ho on CBS. And that last one.
What's the greeting you got from the holiday you've just been on?
Holiday. Oh, yes, I've been on a holiday. It was called a holiday, yes.
But that's sort of reminiscent of morning campers. I don't suppose you was on that sort of venture.
No, it's a little bit more upmarket than that. It was, oh no, not another big breakfast. And that's that one we just heard there was Barclay James Harvest, their single on Harvest Records, Taking Some Time On. Do we know anything about that?
Yeah, it was taken from the Barclay James Harvest album, the first out from their first album, track number one.
Oh, that album, yeah. with like a stained glass window,
yes,
well, sort of sleeve, yeah.
Yeah, stained glass window on the front. Yeah, featuring John Lees was wrote it, featuring him on vocals, Les Holroyd on vocals, Stuart Wolstenholme on vocals, incidentally Jim Leatherland on guitar, backed up by also additional personnel, and the album was the Barclay James Harvest Symphony Orchestra and musical director Robert John Goffrey, who obviously went on to perform the Enid.
The Enid, yeah, yeah. So what did you say, Jim Leatherland?
Yeah, he was on guitar on that track.
So that would have been for James Leatherland, who was in the band Coliseum then.
Probably was, yeah.
Yeah, he was a brilliant. I think he was the singer in Coliseum, mm-hmm. replaced by Chris Farlow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's...
Amazing what we find out every
yes.
week.
This week, my friend and colleague and muse, Les Newman, is some distance away. He's not 2 miles away at home. You are, Les.
I'm about nearly 200 miles away, up in the northeast of England.
In north...
Not far from Middlesbrough, actually.
In North Allerton.
Yeah.
Calling at Retford, Doncaster and North Allerton.
Yeah. We're actually... About 2 miles from the town of Beedale, which is the gateway to the Yorkshire Dales, where it is currently raining, or it was raining, very grey and overcast, although we did have a nice ride up here in the sunshine yesterday.
It's a bit
3 hours.
It's a bit different to the last programme we did when we were baking hot.
Yeah.
Significantly,
so it's a bit cooler up here on the northeast.
Yeah, it's beginning to get a little bit like, well, I won't say Christmas, autumn, a little bit autumn.
I think when you get to this time, you know, one thing I've always noticed, well, I used to do a lot of camping, and you get to bank holiday, August bank holiday, then you start to get that dew point changes.
Yeah.
And you end up with that really soggy morn. The grass is all wet. Even though you've had a hot day the day before, you feel that change of air, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. Let us carry on with a single that would become a massive hit. It's on Technique Records, T901. And it is, Les, Dave and Ansel Collins. So the song must be...
Double Barrel. Well, here we go.
And the magnificent. I'm back, but the shaker was so boss, most thundering, storming, sound of soul. I am WOOO, and I'm still here. Much, 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 much
Listening to Chris Bent. Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
People
somebody wrote to me a few days ago and said, what a novel idea to base a programme around the new singles of a particular week. Such a variety. And he's quite right. It is such a massive variety. We had listened to Dave and Ansel Collins and Double Barrel, yeah. Then it was
the Magnificent.
Then it was the Freedom Singers and Election. New Beat Records. Yeah. And then Miss Abrams and Strawberry Point School third grade class.
Fourth grade class.
Yes, I thought you'd say fourth grade class, but I'm reading what it says in the singles list. I think they did get things wrong with these listings sometimes, because my guess is they took some of the information down over the telephone, because the company that printed these was based in St Austell, Cornwall. So it could be that the telephone was their method of getting the information. So, yes, you say fourth grade class and I say third grade class, Les. Mill Valley, it was called. Let's turn it over and listen to Happiest Day of My Life. And it's a chance for all of you, all of my friends out there, to dig out your treble and descant recorders. Is the happiest day of my life. Miss Abrams, a B-side. Pretty good though, Les.
They were actually photographed by the well-known portrait photographer Annie Leibovitz, did the photos for the promotional. And also they appeared on a performance for the 4th of July that was actually filmed by Francis Ford Coppola, which actually exists apparently.
Wow.
They were quite well known in California. The follow-up single, which didn't sadly get anywhere, was "Building a Heaven on Earth," was actually written by Norman Greenbaum.
We keep stumbling across the same characters, don't we, as time goes by? Yes, if anyone's building up a library of what we're doing, you will learn a lot about the late 60s and the early 70s.
Just as you've probably found out that Dave and Ansel Collins were part of the Lee Scratch Perry stable.
That does not surprise us at all, does it? Well, I'm going off slightly at a tangent here, having heard Miss Abrams and Mill Valley, and knowing that is about a valley in California, I'm going to play you a song called Valley Girl now by somebody called Moon Unit. And Moon Unit was Frank Zappa's daughter.
Valley Girl, she's a valley girl. Valley Girl, she's a valley girl. like clothing stores and stuff. I like buy the neatest mini skirts and stuff. It's like so bitchin' because like everybody's like super, super nice. It's like so bitchin'. Like, are you into S&M? I go, oh, right. Could you, like, just picture me in, a, like, a leather teddy? Yeah, right. Hurt me, hurt me. I'm sure, no way. He was, like, freaking me out. He called me a beastie. That's, like, he's totally blitzed. He goes, like, bag your face, I'm sure.
Anyway, I've steered the wrong course for the ship there with Frank Zappa and Moon Unit with Valley Girl.
Moon Unit was her name.
Yes, it was. That was her name, yeah.
Apparently, it's a name that that people associate with being non-gendered.
And I think his son was called Dweezil.
Something like that.
So, from Moon Unit, tell you what, let's return back to...
Incidentally, yes. There's an interesting link, because Frank Zappa, one of the mothers played for Blood, Sweat and Tears.
It all goes full circle, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's good.
Well, let us go in a miniature circle now, back to Barclay James Harvest, and play the B-side of their single on Harvest. And this is going to be called Iron Maiden.
Wow.
She walks on through the night. The circumstances slight are only helping her to fail. And though she feels she's right, she tries with all her might and makes the deepest peril pale. Oh, but she is unreal. Oh, but she doesn't feel. Oh, but she is unreal. She chooses from their smiles. She wears a velvet glove. Her friends may find it rough. It is a gauntlet all the while. Oh, but she is unreal. Oh, but she doesn't feel.
Information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com. We'll be right back.
the way you walk, and I love the way you talk. I love the way you move, and I love the way you groove. Hey, 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 woman, I got my eyes on you. Boom, 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 I'm gonna shoot you right down.
Remember that being a hit, Les. Oh. CCS, the Collective Consciousness Society on Rack Records.
Yeah.
Featuring.
Alex, his corner on vocals, of course, mm-hmm. And Alan Parker was one of those various people on it, weren't they?
Boom, boom! Not a Basil Brush in sight.
No.
But
Alan Parker, of course, was the guitar player on Hurdy-Gurdy Man.
And with Donovan.
Yeah, No Regrets, the Walker Brothers thing. And he also was put behind the Whole Lot of Love thing for the Top of the Pops thing, which they did.
Yeah, and that, unbelievably, is on the B-side of this single.
Well.
So maybe the DJs turned the record over and... possibly a Whole Lot of Love got to the charts, but Boom Boom was the official A side. So, Top of the Pops. We all know this one. But do we know it starts like this?
No.
We'll be right back.
Yes, it's number one. It's Top of the Pops. It's Les Newman.
Something you might not know. I've just read it and I could not believe it. Also in CCS was none other than Don Lusher from Peterborough on trombone, who was a world, he did a lot of session work. A guy you may or may not have heard of, but I remember him well.
Yeah?
Yeah, because he used to play in the local clubs around the area before he became well known.
Yeah.
Don Lusher Orchestra, well, that's a revelation to me.
It's amazing what we're finding out 50 years later that you know, it's taken a lifetime for other people to collect all this information together and have it all available for us to cheat and disseminate it all and make out that we're knowledgeable.
Well, we are.
I'm going to play you a lady who just calls herself Donna, one of the 62 singles released on the 28th of August 1970. This was also recorded by Lulu. This is on Bamboo Records. It's Oh Me, Oh My.
Order date, she didn't even get a date. concentration. Just a
vibration.
Just a
soul shake.
Baby, down. I need you tonight. We gonna have a soul shake down party tonight. Is it brother your?
Who did that sound like, Les?
Bob Marley.
It was, apparently. It's listed in the new singles list as the Gay Lads. But when you look at the record, when you look at the...
They were session singers, weren't they, for the Scratch Perry outfit? And
they
feature on quite a lot of stuff.
So we did play an actual listed Bob Marley single last week, My Cup. Bob Marley and the Wailers, but this one was listed under a pseudonym, but it turns out it was actually Bob and Soul Shakedown Party on Trojan Records. Now we're going to revisit a band that appeared at the Halcyon in Peterborough. The Halcyon was just a bog standard pub. Well, it was a fairly modern pub, wasn't it? On the edge of sort of a Westwood industrial estate, and there was a telephone box, and the passport office used to be there as well.
And the post office social club used to be around the corner.
For 2 years I mended telephone boxes, payphones. And that was one of them outside the passport office. It was the most vandalised and the most used as a public convenience, I guess, when people were chucked out of the house.
They were at the time, sadly.
Anyway, UFO are the name of the band, and this is their single on Beacon Records, Come Away Melinda.
Come and see what I have found. A little ways away from here, while digging in the ground. Before the war.
too wrong to hold in mine your little hand. I know too soon that all is so grand. Please hold my hand.
Chris B. at towardtheunknownregion.com.
Chris Bent on Radio Seagull.